Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
To Ross Gray in Tipperary, we're going to go first this afternoon. After tense and heated scenes at the ongoing protest at the Racket Hall Hotel, as the first asylum seekers were moved in today, scuffles broke out among protesters and large numbers of Gardaí, as women and children seeking international protection here were bused to their new accommodation. The protest began on Thursday evening as locals found out the hotel would close to the public and become a direct provision centre instead. Our reporter John Cook is live at Racket Hall this evening and he joins us now. What happened today, John?
Well, Sarah, a group of locals in Ross Gray have been manning round-the-clock protests here at Racket Hall since Thursday night, some taking shifts round the clock by bonfires as the freezing conditions continued throughout the weekend with little or no developments. Today, things took a dramatic turn shortly before 12 o'clock with the arrival of large numbers of Gardaí from local stations, reinforced by the Garda Public Order Unit, as they escorted a minibus carrying the first of 160 asylum seekers to their new place of residence inside Racket Hall, which had traded as a public hotel and event centre until this announcement last Thursday. There were heated and tense scenes in what unfolded next, and some violent scuffles between Gardaí and those blocking the entrance to the hotel, many of these scenes being shared on social media and locals reporting a number of people being brought to the ground. 17 asylum seekers were taken off a bus, women and children, some crying, I was told, as they witnessed what happened before being brought inside the hotel, and some locals expressed upset about seeing children in this situation too. As I arrived, Garda numbers were lower. Around 100 protesters had gathered though to discuss their next move and whether to keep their protests going, as you'll hear.
Right. Yeah. Are we staying? Yes or no?
Yes!
Yes. Yes. Then we stay.
Yes!
And more is needed.
Yes!
Yeah.
Come on!
This is not a vigilante group, it's not a far-right group. This is a peaceful group. It's a warm family group and it's a town group. That's what it is.
Can I ask your name, sir?
Stephen Wren is my name.
Stephen, after asylum-seeking families have arrived here at Racket Hall, you've decided you're going to keep the protest going?
Yes, we are, yeah. Yeah, we are.
I understand it was a small number of women and children that arrived.
We have a small number of women and children, yeah. But Ross Gray has enough. Ross Gray has enough. Just has enough. It's the Gardaí in Ross Gray, I spoke to three Gardaí. There's seven in the town. They can't man what they have.
But a few women and children arrived. Some very upset coming through the protests. Yeah, nobody wanted that to happen here in Ross Gray, did you?
The protest here this morning was peaceful. Was peaceful by the people of Ross Gray. So I'd ask you not to put words in my mouth. Nobody lifted an arm. There were manhandlers and dragged to the ground.
No, I'm not putting
and
words in your mouth.
That's all I have
sorry.
To say.
Can you tell me your name, please?
Maria Phelan.
Maria Phelan, yeah. Tell me about the mood and the protest today. You've been here since Thursday night. Within the last hour or two, a bus carrying a small number of women and children arrived. How do you feel about that?
I suppose, yeah, we have all been here since Thursday night. Peaceful protest. There hasn't been a word said from anybody in Ross Gray. We stood here because Ross Gray has enough. It's not about man, woman and child. It's not about the colour of anybody's skin or nationality. It doesn't matter. Ross Gray has enough of people. And to be honest with you, for riot gangs or whatever they're called, the police to come in and physically abuse people the way they were abused here in Ross Gray today.
There were scuffles, I understand.
There were more than scuffles.
You're upset by what's happened.
It's a disgrace the way the community treated us here today.
So do you know how many women and children arrived and are in the hotel now, people from asylum-seeking families?
Apparently 16 or 17. It was something like maybe, I think, 9 children and 6 or 7 women.
How did you feel to see those people coming through the protests and the scuffles?
Well, I suppose with the kids, like, I mean, as we all said, we all stood back and let them in because you're not going to do that to kids. We don't want any children to see anything like that. Children were over there roaring, crying. I understand that they have to be looked after, but Ross Gray has enough. Mm-hmm. Bring them to some other town where they don't have any.
Yes. Has anyone spoken to you about what happens next? Will there be more buses, more people coming here?
Well, apparently there is 160 people meant to be coming. There's only 17 in. So, it's clear that they're obviously going to bring more people in. Like,
isn't it clear now that management and owners here have signed a contract with the government for 160 people to come here? Some of them here already in need of shelter and food and whatever else is going to come in. I mean, what can you achieve by standing here protesting or keeping this going? Isn't it over?
No, it's not over. As I'm after saying, stop the rest of them coming in if that's what we have to do. We're not moving out of here, and it's as simple as we'll get the more roads blocked up and we'll try and get people from everywhere if we have to. Block them up.
Even if you're breaking the law?
No, we're not breaking any law. We didn't break any law here since Thursday. The government are breaking the law.
This is a private premises. You can't block it.
That's okay. We'll go outside. We'll stand on the public road outside if that's what we have to do.
And that was some of the protesters at Racket Hall in Ross Grey, many upset after earlier scuffles amid a large Gardaí presence there. John, what will have Gardaí to say about all this?
Well, Sarah, the Gardaí say that on Garda Síochána put in place an operation at an international protection accommodation centre in Ross Grey shortly before 12 midday. You can still hear people honking their support for the protests as they go by as I'm speaking to you, Sarah. The Garda statement says that shortly before midday, uniform members of an Garda Síochána, supported by soft cap public order personnel, that's Gardaí not wearing helmets or body armour, the soft cap reference, provided a cordon at the entrance to the IPAS centre to facilitate access for transport carrying international protection applicants. During the course of the operation, they say one male was arrested under the Public Order Act. He's been subsequently released and a file will be prepared for the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. And the statement concludes that a Gardaí presence remains at the International Protection Accommodation Service centre here in Ross Grey at this time, and I can confirm that is the case, though now it's just about one Gardaí van and a handful of Gardaí, Sarah, as opposed to many vehicles earlier on and large numbers of Gardaí personnel.
So that's what's happening with Gardaí. What about the protesters then? Has that protest continued at Racket Hall?
Yeah, the protest continues and many people coming to voice their concerns to me, telling me they wanted to be heard in the media and on RTE about how they felt about the way they're being portrayed in the media. They say this protest is about the future of their town and their community as opposed to just being about asylum seekers. Many people came to express upset and were very angry at times over what had happened earlier today with Gardaí. But they say they're determined to stay for the sake of having a local business, a local economy and a local community, as these people put it to me, Sarah.
This town is on its knees. It can't take anymore. It's as simple as that.
You're upset by what has happened today.
Yeah, absolutely. How it finished up down there, yeah.
A lot of Gardaí present here on site at Racket Hall. You're very upset as well, sir.
The knock-on effect for this closure of the Racket Hall is going to be catastrophic for this town.
Yes.
All right? It's a ripple effect. This is only the start of it. Yeah. There's other premises in town and we know it's forthcoming, you know?
And the reason that's what you fear.
I worked here in this place, right? This was a thriving business. I mean, young lads communion there. You were telling me, right, that it's okay to move in 160 families and close down the last hotel in Ross Grey. The town is on its knees.
The Christmas owners or management of here have decided this hotel is going to be an accommodation centre. They have the right to make that decision.
But their kids and their grandkids won't be growing up in the rooms. That's Ross Grey. That's what I'm saying.
But there's not the facilities in there for 160 families anyway. There's only 49 rooms. So where are they going to put them? Are they going to leave them out in tents like in Strad Valley?
The argument they're giving is that it's better than being on the street in Dublin lately, which is happening for asylum seekers.
They're going to be on the street in Ross Grey rather than being on the street in Dublin.
Well, they have shelter here at least in the hotel.
But there's not facilities for 160 people. You know, there's only.
What happens now? Do you keep your protest going even though people have arrived?
Yes.
And that was John Cook in Ross Grey there speaking to some protesters. We're going to have more in this discussion after 5 o'clock. We're going to be speaking to Fianna Fáil TD Jackie Cahill and Independent TD Matty McGrath. Now, as we heard earlier in the show from our reporter John Cook, the first asylum seekers have been moved into the Racket Hall Hotel in Ross Grey in County Tipperary amid a Gardaí presence. The Gardaí Public Order Unit was present outside the Racket Hall Hotel early this afternoon, while the international protection applicants, understood to be women and children, were being brought into the hotel premises. For more on this, we're joined now by Fianna Fáil TD Jackie Cahill and Independent TD Matty McGrath, and you're both welcome to the programme. Jackie Cahill, I'll come to yourself first, Jackie. And a number of asylum seekers have moved into accommodation at Racket Hall in Ross Grey, as we've been reporting. When did you become aware that this was going to happen?
As regards today, I was told around lunchtime that asylum seekers had arrived in Ross Grey and were in situ in the Racket Hall, and it was postponed. It was meant to happen late last week, but the first of the asylum seekers arrived in Ross Grey today.
Okay, so you didn't find out until after they had been moved in fact?
No, after they had moved in, but I wouldn't expect to be informed of that. That's an operational matter for the people dealing with the asylum seekers and for the Gardaí, and I wouldn't expect to be told.
Because I know we were speaking to you on the programme last Friday, Jackie, when there were concerns raised about this and when the community first found out about it, and you were saying that you'd had a number of conversations with Roderick O'Gorman, the minister, and you had a planned meeting, I believe, this week with him to talk to him about the resources necessary for the community, in your view, in order to facilitate a further influx of people into the town. So where does all that stand?
Yeah, I'm meeting Minister O'Gorman tomorrow, myself and Councillor Smith. I'm meeting Minister O'Gorman tomorrow. Like, Ros Grey, as you know, has been well documented and is factual, has a lot of asylum seekers and Ukrainians in the town. And, you know, one of the biggest issues that there is, this is the only hotel in the town, and, you know, there's no place for functions, etc. And I think all these issues have to be addressed. We see Minister Humphreys announcing, you know, a $4.5 million there today for buildings in different towns across the country to try and, you know, improve the centres of towns. There's an old hotel in Ros Grey, and while it's not on the list today, I would be hoping that maybe some entrepreneur will step forward and renovate the Grand Hotel in Ros Grey, which, again, will provide a hotel in the heart of Ros Grey town. And I think that would be a most welcome development if we could get someone to come forward and give them, you know, money to do up what a building that has been closed for a number of years. But we'll be raised, myself and Councillor Smith tomorrow with the Minister, we'll be raised. We have various organisations there that applied the last time under integration funding and weren't successful, and I think all these now have to get extra funding and extra resources. And, you know, GPs, educational, we went through all this last week. The Minister now has to step up to the plate for Ros Grey, as there are serious challenges facing the town with the amount of, as I said, Ukrainians and asylum seekers that they have there.
And what do you think about how all of this has been handled and the scenes that we saw then today in Ros Grey?
Look, we are a democratic country and people are entitled to protest. And I, the only thing I would hope at all times is that the process would remain peaceful, and that, you know, that any protest there would be peaceful, and we don't want to see anyone getting hurt or anything else like that happening. And, you know, the guards were there to ensure that the asylum seekers got entry into the hotel, and, you know, hopefully, you know, they're there now and that they're comfortable. It's a very, very cold night, and it's as far better than being in a tent or you know, in roughshod accommodation. So, you know, those women and children that went in there today, hopefully they will be comfortable there. And I'm sure more are going to come over the next couple of days to Ros Grey, and you know, that they're, you know, that they're accommodated satisfactorily there. And, you know, the people of Ros Grey, you know, will, as I said, they have the right to protest, they have concerns, and hopefully tomorrow after I meet with Minister Gorman we can get extra resources for the town that would hope to maybe alleviate some of those concerns for the people of Ros Grey.
Would you be appealing to people to keep calm at this point?
Well, look, obviously, you know, as a public representative, I would, you know, people have a right to protest, but let's, at all stages, let it be a peaceful protest, and let's not let, you know, there's not any threats made against the people that are there. They're there with, you know, women and children are there in Racket Hall now, and, you know, we hope that, you know, they have a safe haven there, and that's what we want to see.
Well, it's certainly not very comfortable from an emotional perspective for the people who have been moved into that centre or into the hotel in Ros Grey. Is it this afternoon?
No, but we must remember, you know, they're coming from a some part of the world where they were being persecuted. So, you know, they're coming from, you know, they're not coming here by choice. They're coming here seeking asylum. I think we have to take that into account as well. They're fleeing a country from persecution. Women and children taking a decision to leave their homes, don't take that lightly. And they're coming here for out of fears for their safety and hoping to find a safe haven here in this country.
Okay, so just to be clear then, on your understanding, it was always your understanding that people were going to be moved into the hotel this week before your meeting with Roderick O'Gorman and despite the protests?
Yeah, I wasn't given any specific time, but I knew that the...
And do you think you should have been, Jackie? Sorry to interrupt you, but, you know, there's been an awful lot of talk about communication and you are the voice, one of the voices of the government on the ground. Do you think you should have been informed so that you could start talking to people and let people know what to expect? Like, is that not all part of what should be a communication strategy?
Look, you can't. I can't expect that I'm going to be told of every decision that the department is making. Like, there's a lot of they have 190 accommodation locations across the 26 counties at the moment. You know, there's asylum seekers coming in every day, and I was told by the minister that they would be put into Ros Grey in the very near future. And the first ones were accommodated there today. So I wouldn't expect a phone call to inform me of every detail. We knew they were coming in, The deal had been done with the hotel there. We knew they were coming in, and okay. you know that they were going to come in the next couple of days.
And so you expect
the first of those people came today.
And you expect the rest of them, I think it's 160 in total that are planned. Do you expect them all to be moved in over the course of the week?
I presume they'll be all moved in the near future, and I'm sure the department are going to use Racket Hall as you know, as the capacity demands see fit. 160 people are going to be accommodated there in 40 rooms, and you know, they will come in the next. I'm sure when the department needs that accommodation there, it will be utilised.
And would you have any safety concerns for those asylum seekers in that hotel?
You know, I know the people of Rosgrey, I'm sure the people of Rosgrey, you know, will, if you know, if they want to do a peaceful protest outside the hotel, hopefully that will be done. And, you know, as I said, you know, I couldn't see a situation where those people would suffer any physical harm. And that would be, I couldn't see the people of Rosgrey doing that. As I said, you know, they have made Ukrainians welcome there. We have another centre there in Carville House. And there has never been any issues up to now. And I would hope and pray that there won't be anyone in Racket Hall.
Stay with us if you don't mind, Jackie. We have, as I said, Matty McGrath also on the line. And I know, Matty, you disagree with the decision by government to house asylum seekers in the hotel today. Why?
First of all, can I say, Sarah, that we all want the safety and the emotional needs of those women and children to be recognised and not upset in any way. We all have compassion in that area, as have the people of Rosgrey. And I think this government decision to go against the will of its own people in such a manner is deeply worrying. It's extraordinary scenes of lads, over 60 Gardaí, facilitating the placement of, you know, the first batch of this 160 IPAS asylum seekers there today. So if there's anyone stirred up tension or sort of anger today, it was the Gardaí activity and the insistence by the government or the department or by whoever, and the government, Deputy Cahill, supporting. I went to Deputy Cahill, didn't, on Saturday to listen to the people. Then I went out to the hotel. And the atmosphere there was fabulous. And the local Gardaí, who I want to praise, were there with the people, and everything was good-humoured. You know, and they was having soup and things, and teas brought by local people. Mm. And business people from the town supplying them. So it was an extraordinary feeling. People were just concerned that they had taken so many already. They have so many of a working population, too, non-national. And then they have the Ukrainians. And this, to be fighting on them. And remember, many of them had communion events booked there for this year's communion. They had weddings. They have had short local comedians. Yeah.
And Minister Roderick O'Gorman was speaking about that yesterday, and he said he understands absolutely that where a hotel in a town, where the use of a hotel in a town changes, he understands, he says, that has an impact. And he said that's why it's important that we better plan where we provide accommodation, and that is what the government is going to do. But he said we're responding to a humanitarian crisis. And in the situation in Rosgrey, he said, we're responding to the needs of families to ensure that they have accommodation.
As far back as April 22, I've been calling for a proper, cohesive, calm, rational debate on this policy. It's untenable as far as I'm concerned. We in the rural independents had our own, used our own time because the government refused for the last 9 months to give us a debate. When we called for a vote on that debate, Deputy Cahill and Deputy Lowry, who government representatives there, didn't stand up to vote for this. They voted down numerous requests I've had for a debate, and now they invite the people and lecture the people that are supposed to be representing. We live in a democracy after all, and to see the public order unit there today in large numbers, there was no public order going to be there today of any shape, make or form, and I want to emphasise that and condemn anywhere it might emanate from, and indeed ask people to be careful.
Right. Well, the Gardaí had to facilitate the access to the hotel of women and small children, and I'm sure you'll have heard John Cook's report earlier today of those children crying and being very upset. And we have a statement from An Garda Síochána saying that they were there in soft cap public order personnel, provided a cordon at the entrance to the IPAS centre to facilitate that access for transport carrying the international protection applicants. And they said during the course of that operation, one male was arrested under the Public Order Act, who has subsequently been released. A file be prepared for the office of the DPP.
Soft cap. I mean, look, it was sudden soft cap or soft touch. As I said, there was absolutely no need for the public order unit to be there today. The ordinary Gardaí there, and it were, as I said there, and a uniformed Gardaí. There was no threat. But look, as far as I'm concerned, I support the Gardaí. We're trying to support the Gardaí in Rosgrey. There's only 7 in number, but they used to have 27. They need the people supporting. And driving a wedge to the people like this with this policy, which is unplanned, it's ill-judged, and it's not tenable. I mean, I have met Roger Cogram as well. Sheehan and Minister O'Brien, Joe O'Brien, and they have told me 15,000 more will come this year and 15,000 more the next year. Mm. This is untenable, and it would just... We just haven't the space, the facilities. You look at the medical facilities, look at the schools. This is a mile and a half out from the town. They're going to have to be provided with transport.
Well, you heard Jackie Cahill there saying he's going to be asking for more resources for the town.
We know that, but look, that's only because wallet, because we're not going to get them. We're looking for resources for Ross Grey with the last 20 years. We've lost everything we had. This was a functioning hotel, and it's now ran into reception centre. God knows how long it'll go on for.
It's
people who... Funeral dinners, every kind of an event held there, and good staff working there. They are losing their jobs as well. But it's the manner in which this was done, and such a show of strength today is unhelpful, and it's only raising tensions, and I'm very disappointed.
And just on that point, Matty, it was, as you say, very tense earlier today. Are you appealing for calm this afternoon and going into this evening?
I am already. Of course I am. And as I said, anywhere anyone does that, in a hotel or any place, a burnt building is no good to anyone. And that's criminality. It can't be. But there was no evidence whatsoever of any criminality. There was an incident on the street a mile and a half away last Saturday night at 3 in the morning, and no guard could be found for an hour. No guard. And that's normal. The station is closed at night. This is normal all over Tipperary. My own town is on.
Well, our information said it's a 24-hour 7 station.
No, not anymore. It used to be, but it's not a night time anymore. Same in Cashel. Same in my own town, Clonmel, one of the biggest inland towns in the country, where we don't have police cars now to worry about. Okay. It's unbelievable. And this show of strength in today, by this government, they're out of touch.
All right.
And the backbenchers that support them are out of touch also. They're
all right. Matty McGrath, thank you. I just want to bring Jackie Cahill in briefly. And Jackie, just your response to what Matty is saying there on the guard, the presence, and the general plan.
I reported to the super on Thursday evening. I got a call from one of the main organisers of the event to say that at the first available opportunity they would burn Racket Hall, and I relayed that to the superintendent on Thursday evening. So to say that there wasn't threats made is incorrect, and I reported who said it and to the superintendent in charge. So, you know, the guards have to take the situation seriously, and it only takes one person to do something very stupid for us all to be regretting what had happened. And if someone got hurt there today and there wasn't a guard of presence, some people would be saying other things. But Matty has said, you know, about the resources for Ross Grey. He should take a look at what has been delivered in the lifetime of this government to Tipperary and the vast resources that have been got into this county. Even today now, we had Minister Humphreys announcing more money for Tipperary Town. So this government has delivered for Tipperary and has delivered for rural Ireland. And when we meet Minister O'Gorman tomorrow, myself and Councillor Smith, we'll be making the point very strongly, and I'm sure Minister O'Gorman will step up to the plate, because he knows Ross Grey is stepping over the mark. He knows he has taken the only function room, the only hotel out. You know, it is a bit out of the town, but it still was servicing Ross Grey Town.
And
he knows that
Jackie,
education and GPs, etc., that these resources have to be provided for both the town, for both the local people of the town,
and
the people
just
who have come there in recent years.
Briefly, just, you know, you mentioned there that threat or pledge to burn it to the ground. What is the general feeling then you find in the town? Is there a level of aggression there that you haven't seen? Is that something you've experienced yourself?
I would say that is very isolated, but you only have to have one person to have an arson attack. You don't have to have everyone agree with it, and the people of Ross Grey are concerned about, you know, the impact this is going to have on the resources. As Deputy McGrath said, you know, this is for communions, confirmations, you know, after a funeral, etc. It's the only functioning hotel, even though it is a bit outside the town.
Okay.
It is the only functioning hotel in the town. So they have concerns about that. They have also concerns about access to GPs, education,
and are public representatives getting any threats or anything like that, like yourself?
Well, look, I've had an awful lot of calls since this broke last Thursday. Some of them, you know, just voicing their concerns, some aggressive calls. But look, you know, I'm a public representative, I'm a government TD, and, you know, I have to, you know, the decisions of the government, we have obligations under the Geneva Convention as regards refugees entering the country, and we have to honour those obligations. We are now a very successful economy. We're a destination of choice for a lot of people, and, you know, this is going to be an issue going forward, and we have to provide the resources to deal with it.
Thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That's Jackie Cahill and Matty McGrath.